Hello and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with the program that helps you learn American English. Today we will tell you about an unusual substance that is helping sick people to heal much quicker than normal. Also, some interesting information about digital music. It's great for the listener, but can cause problems for the people who write and play the songs we love. As It is coming to you right now. Medical adhesive products are becoming more common. Doctors use medical adhesives to help reconnect damaged tissue. They are able to stick fast and hold the tissue together. But until recently, no product had been approved for use inside the human body. Earlier this year, the United States Food and Drug Administration approved a kind of biodegradable glue for use in surgical operations. The product, called tissue glue, breaks down over time. Bob Doty has more on the product and how it reached the market.
Eric Beckman teaches engineering at the University of Pittsburgh. He says tissue glue was created by accident. Around 2001, Mr. Beckman and a dental surgeon at the university were working on a problem. They had set out to design a tissue regeneration membrane in a laboratory. In the process, they accidentally discovered a sticky glue-like substance.
The substance at the time in the lab was a science project. It was a laboratory material. Tissue glue is orders of magnitude more sophisticated.
Tissue glue is a chemical compound used to make plastic. It is non-toxic, meaning it is not harmful to humans. Doctors can now use it to connect big pieces of skin and tissue inside the body. Eric Beckman says the university researchers recognize the possibility of developing and marketing tissue glue. They knew that medical adhesives and liquid bandages were becoming increasingly popular. But nothing like that existed for use inside the body.
Step one was to find a business team that could actually help us turn what was essentially a technology into a real product and then get it through the regulatory pathway.
In 2006, Professor Beckman temporarily left the University of Pittsburgh to set up a business called Cohera Medical. One of the company's first employees was scientist Dottie Clower. She had worked in the Office of Enterprise Development at the University of Pittsburgh. She had advised Mr. Beckman about making his technology available to others. Now, she was given the responsibility of product development.
I think that one of the things that made this an attractive business opportunity was, in some ways, the simplicity of the idea. This was simply a glue that you could use inside the body, and everyone understood that.
Cohera Medical raised $75 million to bring tissue glue to market. Tests showed it was strong, safe, and effective. Surgeons use a handheld device to control the even release of glue. Professor Beckman says the Food and Drug Administration approved the glue for connecting large skin flaps in an operation that removes extra fat and skin. He says the product also helps reduce fluid buildup by holding tissues close together. The new glue also means fewer medical problems and a quicker recovery for the patient. In Europe, tissue glue has been approved for use in breast cancer and lymph node dissection surgeries. I'm Bob Doty.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. People can listen to music on many devices, including tablets and mobile phones. As music becomes digital, billions of people around the world can listen to many different kinds of songs, no matter where they live. The variety and quantity of music is greater than ever before, and available to more people. These changes are both good news and bad news for the music industry. They help spread music around the world. But as Christopher Jones Cruz tells us, digitizing music can create problems for songwriters, musicians, and singers.
Recently, the music industry observed World Intellectual Property Day. Intellectual property includes books, songs, art, business methods, and other works that humans have created from their intellect. Jimmy Moore is a singer, songwriter, and poet from Houston, Texas. He calls himself J. Metro. He says intellectual property laws protect his music.
Because it's copyrighted, I know that you all can hear it and record it, put it on YouTube, wherever. It doesn't matter. Just spread it all throughout the world. And I feel completely safe and confident knowing that no one else is going to take the music that I've worked so hard to create.
J. Metro told VOA he likes the opportunities new technologies give him and other artists. But he says those technologies can also hurt artists.
However, at the same time, I feel that under the current system, artists aren't being fairly compensated. So it makes it difficult to continue to be able to fund our creativity. But ultimately, it's great to have the exposure.
Michelle Woods directs the Copyright Division of the World Intellectual Property Organization. She says international copyright law agreements have been changed to deal with the digitization of music. She says singers and musicians should be able to earn money when their digitized songs and music are played. She says artists earn less money now than when their songs were played only on radio stations. Alexander Lombard listens to music online. He says young people do not want to pay to listen to digitized songs.
We have the opportunity to access almost every piece of music that ever existed. For my generation, music has always been available for free. Some way or another, you could access free music on the internet.
Even though many songs can be downloaded without payment, the number of digitized songs that are being paid for is increasing. The music industry says sales overall grew almost 7%. To $6.85 billion last year. About half of those sales came from digitized songs, and the other half from music sold in stores. Last year is the first time digital sales and store sales were equal. Chris Ancliffe is a top international lawyer at Warner Music Group, one of the largest record companies in the world. He says experts have often predicted the music business would soon die, but it has always survived. Didier Awadi is a rapper from Senegal.